Welcome to another hot episode of The Mind Kitchen. I'm super happy to be here. Matt Timms from ChiliTakedown.com. I'm your host. And we've got a couple awesome sponsors that are hooking this whole thing up, and that's Fairway Market. You all know Fairway Market, pretty varsity supermarket. And we've got a prize donated by Barter House. It's a bottle of vino, and it's French, and that's pretty cool. I've also got... I'm giving each of my contestants this time a bottle of the finest hot sauce that money can buy. It's called Face Melter. It's only available at ChiliTakedown.com and is the hottest, the dopest, the sweetest. I made it, by the way. It's my hot sauce. Takedown Face Melter hot sauce. So you're going to enjoy that. And you're going to enjoy hearing my contestants, because these guys are pretty awesome. You want to know why they're awesome? Precisely for the fact that they're not awesome.
What?
No, I'm kidding. But the last episode, we had like chefs, and they were, you know, pretty
chef-y.
Pretty fancy, pretty chefy, pretty, you know.
Eh. My mom thinks I'm special.
Yeah, well, so do I. And that's why I picked you guys. I've got Greg Lightman, I've got Shane Webb, and Trevor Kenmure, all super brilliant, but for very different reasons than food. Hey, Greg.
Yes.
Homeboy. Can you just talk a little bit about yourself? Tell them who you are.
Well, talking about yourself, that's your specialty, but I'll try my best.
Yes, do it.
tell them who I am. I am secretly a professional chef. I have been duping Matt for years so that I could win tonight's Mind Kitchen.
Dude, he has no skills. He's never cooked in his life, and he's a vegetarian.
Vegetarian? No. Can we use a microwave?
You probably,
because that's kind of key.
Yeah. Well, that's the great thing about the Mind Kitchen. Just so you guys know, the Mind Kitchen, you can use any tool imaginable, and you've got a little pantry. And I'm gonna give you five ingredients. You're gonna make a 3-course meal. You guys know all the rules because I heard you guys listen to other episodes. You did, right?
We just every said week that to be nice to you.
Yeah. Okay. Well, you bet. Anyways,
it's monthly,
without fail.
Lightman thinks he's a comedian. Shane is a comedian. Which is pretty sweet. Shane, what's up?
Stuff. I'm plugging stuff.
Plug. Oh, plug God. Yeah. She's got awesome shows that are coming up. Definitely plug the shows.
The shows.
Burlesque, especially.
I got, we just finished up a monthly show at the Slipper Room called the Burly Q Comedy Review.
Yeah.
And they're shutting it down for a little bit for renovation.
Naked ladies and comedy.
Right, yeah. Stand-up comedy or alternative comedy.
Because most people don't go to comedy shows necessarily.
Exactly. So you add the burlesque in and there's an audience.
Like a good 30, 40 people.
Yeah. Yeah. And
so jealous. When I did comedy, remember the days when I did comedy? And no one would come?
Well, we just went to open mics.
You made us come.
Aw, that's so nice. Hey, guys.
I'm getting confused because you were talking about naked women and I kind of zoned out for a bit.
Well, it's worth it. It's all good. It's just like, it's burlesque comedy. Anyway, we're bringing it to the Bowery Poetry Club till we can come back to the Slipper Room or stay in there. I don't know. But, and new thing is I'm going to start up a weekly... comedy show at Bar on A.
Bar on A, like Alphabet City.
Bar on A, like 11th and A. So there's a reason to slip my wrist.
No, you're gonna be awesome.
Yeah, because people love going to comedy shows.
Yeah, they do, and I just said it.
I got a scar from making all this popcorn, trying to get people free love and popcorn. Nobody came. A couple people.
I'll come. I'll be there. I'll be in the front row. Hey, Trevor. Just to keep this thing going, I want to ask you. You should plug anything you can and tell
plug
them who
me,
you are.
I didn't.
Homeboy is Scottish. Trevor Kenyer is a Scottish dude.
Hello, New York.
Yeah. And he's a civil servant, and he works for the
I can speak for myself, thank you very
okay.
much.
Hit me.
I'm
tell
a proud
him.
Civil servant. I'm working for you citizens of New York every day, trying to keep this city moving.
Dude. That's fantastic. So we've got a civil servant, a comedian, and Greg.
Yes. So, thanks. Yes. So the less we say about me, the better, I guess. Is that what we're doing tonight?
No, we're going to rocket this show right forward. And by that, I want to tell you guys real quickly, you already know, but it's the Mind Kitchen, and you've got a limited, very limited pantry of items, including water, oil, butter, eggs, milk. You know, come to me during the break if you have any, you know, ideas about what's contentious and not. But I'm going to give you the 5 ingredients right now of the Mind Kitchen.
Oh. Whoa, settle. Already? Whoa, wait. I would like to make a suggestion. You know how Emeril has, like, his catchphrase, and he says bam when he puts this stuff on? I think we should each have a catchphrase that we, you know, because it'll spice up
late?
The show.
We're in the middle of the show.
You
spice
you gotta
up your
pick
own
it quick.
Show.
Pick it quick.
Whatever, dude. Let me do
get
this.
Get up, yeah.
That's Trevor's. What's yours, Shane?
Gobble gobble.
All right. What should I go with? Which do you like better? Sammy Sosa or Azerbaijani?
I like Sammy Sosa.
All right, let's
just
do it.
Just saying that is dope.
Remember which one's yours.
Oh, my God. That's super smart. We're
there
producing
we
our own show.
Better show already.
Thanks, dude. Welcome to the Mind Kitchen, everybody. Here are your 5 ingredients. I'm talking about kale.
Yes!
Figs! Chicken! Doritos! Jägermeister! Welcome to the Mind Kitchen, guys. Let's get mine cooking now. Yeah! Thank you guys for staying tuned to the Mind Kitchen. We're playing this out of Roberta's, eating some yummy pizza, drinking some Coors beers, and hanging out. The last 10 minutes have been spent wisely. All my my mind chefs have been making some crazy stuff in their brains, writing it down, giving you 3 courses of fun. So why don't we just get started?
Can I just say my favorite part of the show just ended because they faded out the Drive-By Truckers song?
Drive-By Truckers. Fun, right?
That was more fun than my dish.
Dude, your dish, just prove it to us. I want to hear what Greg Lightman has to say. He's clearly going to be the most mediocre. This is the best part. I like this show because you guys don't know anything about anything. So I think we're about to prove that right now. Greg Lightman.
Leave him alone. Greg always lacked confidence.
Okay.
Build him up.
All right. I'm going to, first off, very big disclaimer. I originally thought I was being booked for a show called Meth Kitchen. I thought you were going to give us 5 household cleaning products and over-the-counter cold medicines. When I found out I'm cooking food, totally out of my element, very, very lost at sea on this.
Darn.
So this is going to be bad.
You got no chance.
Kale.
Sammy Sosa.
That's a good joke.
So, okay, so you want my first... Oh, wait, do we have any kind of nuts in our pantry?
No, we don't have nuts in our pantry. This is exactly the kind of bullshit that I have to put up with. I've done 4 shows. Not a single person seems to know what the hell is going on. This is a simple premise. It's a simple premise.
What about my nuts? No,
your nuts, fine. Use your nuts. You're in the kitchen, they're your nuts.
Because I know you like the taste of them. There we go.
Snap. Will you please get started?
Okay, so here we go. Opening for starters, you got to have a shot of Jägermeister because if you're a little buzzed, maybe this will not taste as bad. or you'll throw up and you'll blame it on the Jägermeister.
So is that your amuse-bouche? A shot
sure.
of Jäger?
Yes. Let's use some French words. Okay. That's my amuse-bouche.
What does that mean?
Your mouth has been amused.
It's a soufflé for
your mouth has been gang-raped by Jäger. Do it. Is that it? Are we moving on?
No. Then I've got kale chips.
Ooh, is this still... how do you do that? You're going to fry them up?
I guess. I've had kale chips, so there's some way you can make them. So I think you probably fry them.
Yeah, guesstimate.
Just oil. You got oil. A little salt them. They're crisp.
Yeah, until
I've had
you
them.
Burn. You're going to burn
can do this.
Kale is what you're going to do.
I've had it, and it was good. I didn't make it, so it was good.
All right. Let's
so
talk about
you
an
have,
entree.
You have those. Oh, and then I was going to say that mixed with
with burned kale.
No, then I was going to say some chicken fingers with that because
nice.
People like chicken fingers.
Oh, sure.
So that's your starter.
Yum.
Then your main course, you have another amuse-bouche. You take another shot of Jägermeister. And then you have some... my goodness. Okay, you take another shot of Jägermeister. Sammy Sosa. And then you have some... You pan sear the chicken. Can you do that?
Do you know what that means?
Sure. If you can do it, I know what it means. Sammy okay. Sosa. You pan sear that chicken. You get some crumpled Doritos. Your favorite. What's your favorite? Cool
Is there
ranch?
Like a pile of crumbled Doritos on the side?
No, like on the top. You maybe drizzle a little.
Drizzle
a little Jägermeister on top of it.
Okay. Yeah, it sounds delicious, actually.
And it's in a bed of kale.
Okay.
Sammy Sosa.
And moving on to a delicious dessert.
Wait, is
dessert.
That not good? Should I do something else?
Oh, I love
it. Should I have braised something in that entree?
I think you pan-seared it. I think you're good.
Okay.
I think you're good.
Okay. Are you ready to throw up yet?
No.
All right, because for dessert, you got to do another shot of Jäger.
Okay.
Start with that. And then, very simple.
Uh-huh.
Bowl of figs. Sammy Sosa.
A bowl of figs. You're just going to put figs in a bowl?
And then to wash it all down.
This was a bad idea.
Glass of milk. Isn't that refreshing?
It's in the pantry.
Disgusting.
Yeah. Moving on. Moving on. If people are still listening, we're moving on to Shane Webb.
A spoonful of sugar.
I think at least the glass of milk part sounds delicious.
It does. It's refreshing. Going to wash all that crap down.
I don't know what you're whining about over there. I'm totally satisfied in my mind.
The best part is he's a vegetarian. He doesn't know what a chicken finger is. What's a chicken finger, Greg?
It's like the...
It's
part of the chicken.
The best part is he hasn't gone naked and started dancing chicken. On the table.
you should drizzle some olive oil on it. On everything.
Oh, yeah, olive oil. You should totally drizzle.
Because my doctor said my good cholesterol was low. Mm-hmm. So he said one of the ways you can fix that... Olive oil.
Well, that's in the pantry, so go
so
for it.
So let's drizzle
Chug
some
it.
Olive oil.
Chug oh, some olive
take
oil.
Take everything, drizzle olive oil over all that.
Can
Sammy
we
Sosa.
Move on? Shane Webb.
My turn?
Kill it.
All right, appetizer. I was going to go with chicken wings, but you said fried chicken's lame, so I was like, all right, let's go
I shouldn't
go
have said
with...
anything. I shouldn't open my mouth.
None of this is lame if you use your catchphrase.
Oh, I forgot it.
That's why I said remember it.
No, I remember it. I just want to ditch it.
New catchphrase.
Chicken, Doritos, nachos with kale. It's a whole nacho dish.
Oh, that sounds good.
Sounds as disgusting as mine.
Don't sabotage her. She's amazing.
I would put sugar in my mouth. Okay, so that would be the appetizer.
Oh, I love nachos. He doesn't love nachos.
I was with Greg on the shot of Jäger with every...
Yeah,
dish, except for the main course, which I was having trouble. I'm gonna show off a little bit.
Yeah,
I was having trouble picking between the two dinners.
I had that trouble too.
So
come on.
I was thinking either a chicken and kale ravioli with a Jägermeister topping with sugar, or a chicken cutlet breaded with Doritos, like crushed, crumbled Doritos.
Why don't you have both?
With a kale and fig salad with Jäger dressing.
Why wouldn't you pan sear any of this stuff?
You have you have like this Jäger mixed with sugar. I don't know. I
no,
have
you
to
do
play
know.
It.
That's precisely the point.
Okay.
Isn't she wonderful?
Yeah, it sounds a little barfy to
and
me.
And then dessert if you make it to that point with all the Jägermeister. I was just thinking figs and
figs in a bowl.
Where did you get that idea?
Fucking lazy.
Wow.
No chance.
It's been done by a chef already.
I'm just gonna body slam you guys. You guys are gonna
fig ice cream. I mean, fig ice cream.
Wow. You can't make ice cream from figs.
Yes, you can.
Sure. Not without
churn it up.
Cream.
Okay, we gotta move on.
No, without cream. You didn't say we had cream in our pantry. I'm boosting your good cholesterol. She's stealing from me.
No, I'm stealing from past shows.
Oh, yeah. Oh. At least you did your homework. Trevor, let's hear what you have to say, dude.
Put something in an IV
bag. No, you
can
stop talking, homeboy. Yeah, right.
Hello there, New York. I wanted to introduce you to the Great Scottish Cookbook. And this is my chance.
Catchphrase.
Catchphrase?
Yeah, you remember it?
Get it up, yeah!
Yeah,
you remembered. Fantastic. That's a gig that lasted...
Hey,
no time at all.
Okay.
For starters, we didn't really have starters in Scotland. We just had what you were snacking on until Mum was finished cooking the dinner. So I got a bit stuck with number one. So number one is Doritos with the Jaeger tapenade.
What? Oh, he just learned the word tapenade and doesn't know. What's in a tapenade? A tapenade. Well, there's olives. Pepper.
Hey, you're
stuff.
Helping him.
There's a mulch of stuff that you don't have at your disposal.
Yeah, unlike
so what you've got is a
mine.
Bowl of nachos. That's an interesting thing to snack
You'll
on.
You'll fill
I love
up
nachos.
On that before you ever eat the entree.
Good, well, give me a chance. Okay. You know, because...
Yeah, well, you got to stick with what's in the cabinet.
Well, it's Doritos, then with your Jaeger, and...
Doritos and Jaeger.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Catchphrase. Use your
main course. That's where the Scots excel.
Yeah.
And I came up with poulet écossais au jus.
That's where the Scots excel?
We always had an affinity with the French, you know.
Oh, sure. Okay, go for it.
Is anyone listening to this and not throwing up by now?
Please, you just said something French. Explain what you just made.
It's chicken.
Mm-hmm.
That's poulet.
Oui. Yeah.
Oui.
Écossais. French for Scotland. Au jus.
Oh.
French for... With sauce.
Yeah.
So it's chicken with sauce.
Très mal.
Oh my God, that sounds fantastic.
Yeah,
what's the sauce made out of?
In Scotland, we just have sauce. You go in, you can have salt and sauce.
Salt and sauce. It's probably made out of magic.
It's brown.
It's brown?
Brown sauce, yep.
Ah. Okay.
I don't know what it's made of.
Kill horror.
I assumed that the Mine Kitchen would have it, though.
You assumed... Wrong. Brown sauce? I know what brown sauce is.
Sacre bleu.
All right, go on. I want to hear about your delicious dessert.
For dessert, we call it pudding. For pudding.
Suddenly a real dessert. It's not a bowl of figs. It's a pudding.
My entree was
sounds
heavy.
Amazing.
My entree was heavy. I wanted to lighten it up at the end.
Oh, that's true. That's a good point.
Eat pudding figs after my involved. Entree, please.
Say again?
Just figs.
So what's a pudding? Just mulched figs?
Deep fried figs.
Sure.
In a batter of Doritos, Jaeger, eggs, salt and sauce.
That's a sexy, sexy time. Ugh. I enjoyed the three idiots that just gave us
Get it up yet!
The worst recipes on the Mime Kitchen.
I feel much better about mine having heard the other two.
We're going to judge you guys.
The chicken was treated.
Guys, full respect. Pay full attention, Matt Timms. I'm signing us out. Mind Kitchen will return, and we're going to judge the crap out of you.
Spoiler alert, I win.
Welcome back to the Mime Kitchen, everybody! The Mime Kitchen's here, and it's here for you guys. Listen.
And it's full of cheaters.
Greg,
I want to go on record right
the
now.
Of the show. The
right
show
now,
has devolved because of
back,
you. It's your
if
fault.
If you go back to the beginning and they don't cheat and re-record stuff, and you listen to what he said you have in your pantry, he did not say that we have eggs in our pantry. On
he,
air
he
when I was listening.
Eggs. He said eggs.
These
you haven't shaven
eggs,
in how long?
You're wrong, sir.
Peppers,
you're wrong.
They used things that were not on the menu, not in your pantry. Mine
Greg
was disgusting, but you could
beard.
Actually
Shame.
Make it.
Okay.
You could actually
Shame.
Make mine.
Clearly going nuts.
Keep
or...
it simple, stupid. That's my motto. I win.
Okay, so this is what Greg made. He made chicken figures and chicken fingers and kale chips.
Yummy.
Pan seared chicken on
yes.
a bed of kale. And yes. then for dessert, a nice bowl of fresh muscle. Figs with milk, a glass of milk.
To wash
and then,
it down.
And
simple,
then Shane,
but good and doable with the ingredients you are actually given on the show.
Simplicity is so smart. It's too bad that everybody hates you. You're the villain of the show.
I'm the hero when the people, when American people hear this.
Shane Webb brought the show to a much higher level when she started talking about chicken
Cheating.
Nachos. Everyone agrees
Cheating.
That Mexican food is delicious.
Yeah,
then
nacho,
she had,
chicken nachos with no cheese.
Oh my God, he's
so
still talking.
It's just chicken on
amazing?
Top
know,
of Doritos. Interesting.
Chicken ravioli, chicken ravioli.
Chicken ravioli made with eggs that weren't in the pantry.
And chicken, the chicken was, what was the chicken?
The chicken cutlet.
It was a magic talking chicken.
I forgot to shut the F up. I forgot to add that the chicken cutlet is delicately massaged.
Fisted by Trevor. All right. Well, thanks for saying that. If I'm the villain,
we don't have following the rules.
Marinated in Jaeger to tenderize the meat for the
fisting. All right, and then after fisting a chicken,
you like
she,
fisting, don't you, Matt?
She, I certainly
you have
do.
A history of fisting,
fig,
don't you?
Fig ice cream.
You like fisting?
I certainly don't. Now this stop is, saying that,
lady.
Okay, the show's over.
If you haven't sealed the votes, I think you might want to reconsider
Trevor,
who's the villain
Trevor,
here.
Trevor, still talking, still the man in charge.
People want to know.
Trevor, there's nothing to know. Don't tell them lies.
Who was the last girl you fisted?
Trevor
and Ivory.
Listen, Doritos and Jaeger, followed so by I can barely read this. Poulet. Of,
so shy. Followed by some pretentious French words.
Okay, Trevor's obviously banned. And you know what? Jack in the booth and Nat, could you guys step forward and say something and save the show, please?
Hey, well, I hope you guys are having fun now, and especially you, Greg, because when the show airs, you'll actually just hear kittens and puppies when you're supposed to be talking, because we do a lot of good work in post. Anyway,
how is this possible?
You bastards!
I'm going to start
Listen,
appealing to the
Jack
people
speak.
Outside the sound.
Usually we feel a little bit underqualified back here, but these dishes took simplicity to a new level. And I can personally say the only thing that seemed like something I might want to think of eating one time was that breaded chicken cutlet with the Doritos. So my
what bread? Where's the spread coming from?
Dish. My yeah. vote went
Where's
to Shane.
Where's the breaded
Shane
bread?
Webb.
My
Your
hand
vote
was up
Shane
that
Webb.
Breaded
oh!
chicken cutlet.
Nat, and here's
I
Nat,
have to
the engineer.
Buy my bottle of wine tonight.
Nat,
okay, this
where?
Is,
where's I'm curious Shut where up. This magic bread comes from.
All right, so catchphrase guy, I appreciate you're trying to, you know, liven things up. Also Scottish guy, I appreciate that you're from Scotland.
Bastards!
Matt, I know that though I'm not going to get into the fisting history or the fistery.
There's no fisting history!
I like to call it the fistery.
Oh my
and,
God!
Fistery!
Finally,
I'm starting to cry!
Shane, but yeah, no, the Shane food I think was the best because it sounds like something I could, you know, ostensibly
Cheat
make.
You are
make.
Welcome over for
you
dinner.
You could make it with extra ingredients
you know
or
what?
On the menu, yes.
Okay, I'll see you there.
Thanks, Nat. That was brilliant. And you know what? Usually I like to think there's a little animosity between the booth and myself. This time I think it's really us against them, and you guys are the them, especially Greg and especially
yes.
Trevor. I hate
honest,
you guys.
Honest Greg.
I hate you so much
honest
that the
Greg.
Only person I like is winning, and that
wow.
would be Shane, because I like her. I
think and you like to fist her.
Thank you guys
the
for
mind,
a wonderful
the mind
and fun
on fire.
Episode of The Mind Kitchen. God damn. We'll be right back.
For appearing on the Mind Kitchen, all three guests received a free 2009-2010 New York City Nightlife Guide from Zagat. Zagat helps you find the hottest dance clubs, the best place to take a client for a drink, or the most romantic choice for popping the question in this guide to New York City's best bars, clubs, and lounges. For more information on Zagat, you can always visit www.zagat.com. Thanks for listening to the Mind Kitchen.